Conflicts, religions, and non-violence is the theme chosen to weave its way through this year's edition of the Religion Today Film Festival. At its 15th edition, this festival, which carries the subtitle Exploring the Differences, tackles our particular moment in history, which on one side sees widespread spiritual need and awakening, and on the other, a breakdown of trust and dialogue due to international tensions and the clash of civilizations in a globalized world. Simone Semprini is one of the organizers of this festival, which boasts the backing of a number of regional and cultural organizations, including that of CIGNUS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. I had a chat with Simone Semprini as the festival was presented here at Vatican Radio about the film festival that runs from the 12th to the 24th of October with events in various Italian cities and towns. I see you have a CIGNUS logo.
Yes, so we're part of the CIGNUS panorama since 4 years. For 5 years, and every year we host a CIGNUS jury.
So here we are today to present the edition, the 2012 edition. You were explaining to me a little while ago that every year you have a different theme. This year it is conflict, religion, and non-violence. Would you like to tell me a little bit about this edition?
The yearly theme is something that we fix each year because we want to have a focus and not to, you know, to waste energies. But of course, the movies that we select can be not directly connected to the yearly theme. This year, in particular, we are trying to kind of make a merger of the two souls of the festival. One is the religious focus, the other is the social focus. So we're trying to put together religion and society once more, as in the past years, and try and foster a reflection on the role that religions can have in nowadays international relationships and also in nowadays societies, especially related to non-violence or violence issues, because we know that this theme of violence or non-violence is very thick theme, very complicated theme, and we are not going to say that religions are the solution, but religion can be part of the solution, of course, if properly considered.
What happens in the festival? Tell me a little bit about how it's articulated.
All the movies are competing for the prizes. There is an international jury which assigns what we could call major prizes, and then there are other categories. Each one is assigned a specific prize, and we do not have generally guest films. It can happen, but we have a lot of guest events during the festival. Especially, we are trying to foster a lot of cross-media influences, so theater and other form of arts besides to cinema.
I see you call yourself an itinerant festival, yeah. Which means?
Itinerant means that the festival was born in Trento, is still located in Trento, and it's held completely in Trento. But we have a lot of other steps during all the year, which include Rome, of course, which include the community of Nomadelphia in Grosseto, and little towns in the south of Italy, little towns in the north of Italy. We try to spread as much as possible our message, which is a message of meeting with each other, of trying and build a dialogue. And so we know that we must be on the road.
Where can we see your films? Where can we hear your news?
You can see our films only in Trento, mainly in Trento. Sometimes during the year we have other events all over Italy, but mainly in Trento. The festival is in Trento. And we have a website, www.religionfilm.com, where you can have all the news about the festival, and also Facebook page, okay. Of course, which goes just Religion Today Film Festival.
Is most of the work in Italian, or do you have international entries as well?
We have mainly international entries.
Okay.
Italian movies are that are accepted are, I think, roughly a fifth,
okay.
Maybe even less. We have most of our movies from Middle East, East Europe, and but basically from really all over the world, but mainly from Middle East and East Europe.
Screened in original language, I imagine.
Original language with English subtitles and, as far as we can afford it, also Italian subtitles.
The festival is actually beginning on the 12th.
Yes,
from
the 12th to the 24th of October.
And at the end of the festival, we'll have the announcement of the award winner, the award winners.
Yes, definitely in Trento, there will be the award ceremony, where all the awards will be conferred, both the awards from the international jury and from the special juries.
Will the Cygnus jury be present?
Yes, they will.